Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are we happy?
Yeah, I'm good actually. It's recording. I'm ready.
Just let me make sure.
I am worried about my old Wi-Fi, but we'll see how we go.
I think actually you're fine, because mine cacked up last week. As long as you're still recording, you're kind of fine.
The only thing is, though, we can't hear you, so we don't know what you're saying.
Oh,
so
yeah, but it was great. Greatest Showman. I think I was just tossing on, wasn't I?
And me and Jack are literally rinsing you, and you can't hear it. Right, let's do it.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club, episode number 7 of series 2. I'm Carlton Smith and I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films, the films we should have seen but we haven't. Each week we watch a film set by each other and then we come into the studio and we talk all about the film. We talk about what we loved, hated and rated. All of our film choices are very, very different. If you didn't know this by now... You should. The beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in. All you've got to do to join in is sit on the sofa at home, listen to the podcast.
Work out what the podcast's about, and then join in.
It gets longer every time.
I enjoy it. Because you haven't got a script, you just go freestyle. Yeah. And I like it, because every week what are we doing this week?
My girlfriend says her favourite part of the whole podcast is when Coulson says... The beauty of our podcast is you can join too.
I like it.
It's almost like a slightly changed the concept, isn't it? Every time we do it, you get...
But then you cover yourself in by re-saying it in a different way.
Just say everything. Say everything. Say everything. And then, yeah.
This week's film was chosen by me, and the film is Chef. But before we get into talking about the film, it's been 9 weeks since we've seen each other.
Is it 9 weeks?
9 weeks. How are we doing? What's been going on? Homeschool, busy still?
Homeschool, yeah.
Lego?
That's all right. Lego completed. Taj Mahal done.
All of it?
Yeah, all done. 21 hours, I think.
Can you get Egypt? Can you get, like, pyramids?
Yeah, but I think they're smaller. I've looked into that.
What's your next one? What's your next build?
I don't know, because he's getting stupid now. I can't move for the frigging stuff. It is everywhere. It's on coffee tables. It's on sideboards. It's in other rooms.
Maybe open a museum. A gallery.
Do you get any Lego leftover gallery pieces? You know, like when you build IKEA flat pack?
Oh, no, Coulson.
Funnily enough, with the Stranger Things, you get loads of spares in case you lose them. And then the Batman car, you get a couple. With this, the Taj Mahal, I think I got 3 spare parts. Oof. So if you lose them, that's game over.
Do you still get that tool that pulls Lego apart?
Yeah, you need that.
You need that. If you're going to build any kind of complicated Lego, you need that tool.
Coming out of lockdown with a skill, like loads of people are learning languages and everything.
Hold the fuck on, Colson.
Master builder.
He's just built Lego. It's not coming out of quarantine speaking French.
It's literally Jackson.
He built some fucking Lego.
He's come back to work and they're going to go, what have you done? And he's like, level 2 architect degree, boys. Now a builder. What an extension doing? I can do it. Just in Lego.
We're going to go. Oh, we've got a... We're building a new house on the street. Don't worry, I've got it. Give me some pieces in a couple of days. I'll be right with you.
The Taj in 21 hours.
It will look like the Taj Mahal, though.
What about you, Ben? Did you do Radio Manchester? What happened?
Binned. They said my audio wasn't very good. Thank you, bye. Talking to myself.
Was it over the phone?
Over phone, and then he said, oh, you've got to go on WhatsApp audio.
That never works.
I know. Well, I didn't know that. And I went on WhatsApp here with audio, had a little chat, just about to talk about Jaws, Sofa Cinema Club, what we're up to, you know, all that stuff. Bye, Ben. Line's not clear. Completely binned. Didn't even say goodbye. So they were carrying on talking. I'd gone. I was high on life, famous. There I am, Radio Manchester. 2 seconds later, line shit binned. Thank you. Moving on to the news. Lockdown. And that's what it's like. Then I'm like, oh, fuck. You two have had a brilliant one. You've said how the idea. What you do on it.
It was our idea. Our idea.
It was our idea.
Our idea.
Of course, each person who goes on the radio says it's their idea. Coulson goes on, yeah, well, when I lived with Jack and I had the idea, Jack goes on, when it was my idea and I saw the posters, I don't get that chance. I'm like the old man who you wheel on and go, we felt sorry for him in lockdown. He's got children and a dog. Let him just speak on the radio. So, no, that was absolute, I was binned there.
Oh, God, funny.
Star escaped.
Again.
And,
again.
Yeah, but this is good.
It's a regular theme.
Fair play.
It's a regular theme.
It's daily, and normally it's just into the woods or a little mooch around. Mm. I'm doing the old garden bin. Lad, good 6-7 doors down, comes around the corner with Star in his hands.
Which where you live is at least 2 miles.
2 miles, yeah. He comes around the corner. Star's looking like, I've had a great time. I'm like, oh, dude, what happened? He said, well, there I am, working from home, self-isolating, and all I hear is, dip a bip, bip 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 up the stairs, bip bip bip. And there she is on my bed.
Do you know this guy?
Yes, I know really well, but she's jumped our fence, she's jumped his fence, she's bypassed his Labrador, got through the back door, sniffed her way upstairs, and got under his duvet.
Oh, my God.
No self-isolation there.
I got 3 rats in my garden.
I'm not surprised you're on the desert island.
I was outside having a barbecue. Bold as brass. 3 rats just came in my garden. I squealed like a little pig. I went, and two of them fucked off into next door neighbour's garden. One of them stayed. Had a little sniff around.
Ratatouille helped you on the barbecue.
I had to jump. I had to jump on the chair.
Turn the sausage over for you. Started throwing a bit in.
The dogs.
The
dogs did fuck all. Wouldn't move.
Yeah, but come on. The dogs are the same size as a rat. Rats are. Rats are. We had
they
a rat
big.
Once. Big. We had a big sewer rat in London.
Tattoos.
Yeah, they go for the. apparently, they don't go for you. When you go up to them, they go for the space around you. So they're not trying to attack you. They're just trying to escape.
Just
so
trying to survive.
What did it do?
Well, 2 scarpered and went. And then I thought, I know what I need. Higher ground. Because I'm barefoot. You don't want a rat going around your feet,
You make
you?
It sound like you're on Fortnite. Higher ground. You make it sound like you're taking them down with a sniper. I need higher ground, honey. And I need some hedgerow to hide in.
No, I just stood on a chair.
What's the saying? You're never more than a metre away from a rat.
10 feet, isn't it? Is it 10 feet?
From a rat? Well, Jack's very close. So, yeah. I mean, have you put anything down?
No, I just shouted, honey. And then after a while he went... And then I were able to get down and go in.
Did he turn around and go, well, I'm coming back. Yeah, you wait to that barbecue. You've shut that lid on that barbecue.
That's what he was after. Could smell the food.
So were the 3 of them? Do you think it was mummy rat and the 2 kids? Or was
they
it
all
the
looked trip? Roughly the same size. Oof. Apart from the last one that stayed, he was a bit bigger. Bit fatter. Maybe that's why. Maybe he couldn't move as fast.
Nah, he's hard. He knows
they can
you.
Go small.
He's looked at you squeal.
Can't they can go
yeah,
really
they can,
small.
They can go... That can go tiny.
Here's something that you might know about because it's thrown me. This morning, the chatter in the kitchen between my parents, I thought we'd won the lottery. Like, my dad's ordered a drone, mum's ordered a sofa, they've ordered an Aga. What's going on? We've won the lottery. PPI. They've had a PPI payment.
What's that?
Insurance protection. So years ago, they had this thing where if you took out insurance and you lost your job, they'd pay that loan, I think. But they did it fraudulently. So I think all these people can complain. So you could pay for this insurance for years of this loan. and it was fraudulent. So they must have paid for years for this these insurance
loads of interest or something, apparently.
What's it like, Coulson, being back with your mum and dad, is it?
Yeah, that's a question.
It is odd. I am ready to
leave.
Yeah.
I am ready to not talk to them again.
We've got a system, because I've said before, downstairs they've set it for two people. There's two sofas. You can't really sit downstairs with them, and they have the heating so high, like my face goes bright red in the lounge. I can't stay there, so I'm just up to the room, bit of Netflix, down, eating. Obviously, I eat at different times to them, so I don't eat with them, which is the only bit. On the weekend, obviously, we eat together. But other than that, I am probably ready to go back to normal life. They're easier than living with you, Ben, I have to say.
They're easier?
Well, I don't have
they're to... They're easier?
I don't have
Ben
to...
doesn't do anything.
Well, when he rings me saying I'm going to be late, I've got the chicken pie in the oven, and I've got to burn it for 20 minutes until he gets back.
I even put your washing out. Does your mum put your washing out?
No, all the washing gets done, to be fair. I used to do your washing on the bathroom floor, and it gets taken.
Did you, Jack? I used to do
Coulson's washing.
The build-up, the pylon.
Yeah, socks. Leaves his socks everywhere. He's still doing that. Just leaving them all around
the house. And the 14 hoodies.
Scattered.
One hoodie per wash. I think it's a bit tough, though, Coulson, in all seriousness. That's the tough part of lockdown after a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just like...
I'm starting to do certain things to prepare me to go back to normal life, if that makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. Like, I'm ready to move into my own house, really, but we're miles away from that.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be back. Like, I've not been here for 3 years, and I didn't actually realise that it was that long.
But once you've had your free, sort of, your independence, going back must be, is a bit, you need a bit more than your four walls of your room, don't you? You haven't even driven your new car.
I've done 218 miles, and I've paid for it for 3 months so far.
Oh, gutty. What about you, Shepherd? You like a bit of a drive. You still doing the old daily shop?
I've just been, M&S, Sainsbury's, that type of thing. Driving there.
That's one good thing about being with the parents is, obviously, Manchester, we're on a budget, Ben. It's Aldi. Parents, farm shop.
That's good. You can't go to Aldi. It's like World War fucking Three in there.
It's not that bad here. There's too many.
It's carnage.
In the north, there are
carnage in town. People just running. Like, it's jingle all the way. It's grabbing shit off shelves. Yeah. It's like, go to M&S and everyone's chilled. People are walking around and sandals.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to get some party food. It's not a party because I'm in lockdown, but I'm still going to get it.
Finger food.
You loved that finger food, Coulson, didn't you?
At M&S, I used to be a big fan of M&S party food. Obviously, eating habits have changed dramatically. Shall we talk about... Even as we're talking about food, I think...
Chef, that was my link.
Quite
that was
fitting.
Very good, very good. It was all planned.
To talk about this week's film, which is Chef. And Chef, as a film, before the synopsis, if you haven't seen this and you're going to watch it, do not watch it on an empty stomach, because... Last night, finished it at about 11 o'clock, and I was starving.
11 o'clock?
11 o'clock? It made me feel a bit sick.
Did it?
All right, synopsis.
Synopsis, go.
Okay, so Chef is a film that follows a character called Carl Casper, which is played by John...
You've got notes for this film? You're looking at your notes for this film? It's not 2001.
He doesn't want to screw up on the synopsis like we always have done.
I've been listening, and unlike you two, I look at about what people say on Twitter, and your synopsis gets slated. So I've said, I'm going to make sure my synopsis are mint. So there you go. He's mint. Them two need to work on the synopsis.
Okay, great. Go for it now. I'll pretend. Let's just pretend we're seeing you do it for the first time. Ooh, it's good. Look at the notes.
It's on the back of a quiz me and Jack did the other day. So Chef is a film that follows the story of Carl Casper, who is played by John Favreau. How are we saying
Favreau?
His name? Favreau. And the story basically is, His character is a chef. He was a big-time chef in Miami. He moved to LA. He's been cooking in this restaurant in LA. He's really successful. And he gets a bad review because he gets the lack of freedom from the boss. Dustin Hoffman's character gives him the lack of freedom to cook. So he kind of goes on this journey trying to build up his reputation after a bad review. And in doing this, we see him fall in love with cooking again, fall in love with his family again. And it kind of, the way the film comes across, it feels like we're in that truck, we're in that journey with them. So that is the synopsis. It's written by Jon Favreau. It is directed by Jon Favreau. And Jon Favreau is the star, the lead. Last week, when I picked the film, Ben was like, no, no, no. And then last night, Ben went, I've not actually seen it. So
yeah, you text the group.
I'm on level playing field here, aren't I? I have got a chance of us having maybe some common ground in this film. So what did you think?
It depends.
Depends what we think of it.
I'll
tell you what. I'll tell you what. One for one, blown away by the cast.
Big cast. Yeah. All of his
big
mates.
Big cast. What?
It's all his mates.
Big
so he did,
guns.
He did Iron Man, didn't he? He directed Iron Man. So that's how he got. And
he suggested Downey. Robert Downey Jr. for Iron Man.
So he's
they
got
didn't want him.
Hoffman, Scarlett Johansson, Downey Jr.
The restaurant critic's quite well known.
Yep.
Oliver Platt, I think
yeah.
it's called.
And then his ex-wife is well known, isn't she? She was on that.
Yeah, she is
Modern
stunning,
Family.
By the way.
She's very good looking. Yeah.
Stunning.
Obviously, Jon Favreau had a hand in the casting, didn't he? Where his girlfriend, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Yes, he's just thrown that out. His love interest.
You could
as
tell.
As he cooked, where she was naked. And was she naked? He was cooking for her.
Yeah. No, you imagined she was naked. She was fully clothed, Ben.
She was laying on the bed. But that's a thing, isn't it, apparently, that chefs get really attractive women. That apparently is like an unwritten rule of culinary.
Is it?
Is it? Apparently so.
Oh. Because the feeders.
I don't know. But if someone could cook, I mean, ask Ben. Ben lives with me. I'm a good cook. Ben, what do my meals do to you?
What do you do? Chicken and leek pie? Oof, too much.
It is.
Cast is big. I was shocked, actually. I was like, when Hoffman popped up, I'm like, wow.
He's great in that, I thought, Hoffman. Because you really do think he's a dick.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in most of Hoffman's roles, he's a nice guy, he's a likeable character.
That is one of my criticisms of the film.
What, Hoffman?
No. That Hoffman is a dick in the film and goes for it. Favreau isn't enough of a dick. When he blows up or he's in the kitchen, he's not enough of a prick. So when he goes on this journey of finding himself and cooking the stuff he wants to cook, there wasn't enough of a transformation. I didn't feel
I see what you mean.
He was like this monster who cooked, who had arguments, who was a bit like a Gordon Ramsay, which I think is what he was going for in the film.
Yeah.
Even when he blew up at the critic, he just didn't feel nasty enough.
Oh, that was funny, Ben. That was funny. What? When he goes in and he has a go at that critic.
About what the chocolate fondant.
Oh, I was pissing.
Chocolate lava cake.
He's going, you... And he goes, you shit on my shit.
That was a bit improved, wasn't it?
Oh, God.
A lot of it was improved. A lot of it was improved. The reason he casted the people he casted was because it was people he knew weren't afraid to go off the script.
Downey Jr. was very good.
Oh,
that had me going. Completely going.
What was that on the shoes?
Like he had OCD, so he had to wear plastic covering on his shoes. But when they were both married to the same woman, Favreau after Downey Jr., then Downey Jr. goes, I think actually after you broke up, we kind of got it back together. I think we had something going on. He was very good in that. One scene I liked him.
Oh, yeah. But I think it shot very well. You know when they're doing anything to do with the food?
Yeah.
Like what you talked about, Coulson.
And the old chopping at the start of the film.
Yeah. He's rapid.
Yeah, but I thought that's not his art.
No,
it is.
So
it is. It's not his art.
All of the B-roll stuff, he had Roy Choi. That's tough to say. Roy Choi, basically,
Roy Choi.
Who is a famous chef in LA.
And the story of Roy Choi is that he had a really good job and he left it all behind for a food truck. But Roy
so
Choi,
it's Roy Choi's story,
in effect, was the director of the B-roll. So anything that was B-roll, he kind of was in charge of, and he.
So that's what we've got to say, isn't it? He leaves the restaurant and he gets a food truck and he starts cooking the food he wants to in the food truck while going across America, driving the truck from Miami back to LA. He kind of finds himself. There's a kind of side story about he's not being a very good father to his son, isn't there?
I think that's the main story. I think it's more of a father-son story than it is him falling back in love with food. Because, you know, you were saying, Ben, he's not enough. He's not angry enough. You know, you don't dislike him enough for that end reward. But I think the bit you can gather is that he's clearly a dreadful father who doesn't care about his son because he's in this divorce relationship.
What exactly call him dreadful?
Well,
he texts him on roller coasters and cinema.
He took him on roller coaster, went on phone once, and then he had a slight go of him in the shop, and the lad kept saying, "Oh, can I have?" Which everyone does.
You know, when he takes him to the cinema, they're watching Iron Man.
Are they?
Oh, which he directed.
Yeah. Just to, like, blow your own
trumpet.
That's
what it was for me. He wasn't enough of a bad dad. He wasn't. And I kind of, even when he was with his
Because I think you're supposed to like him as well at the same time. You can just see that he's not got much of a relationship with his son. Yeah. He doesn't know anything about him.
It's weird, because it's a 15, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah.
I think it's rated 15.
That's weird.
There's a bit of swearing in there, and they put that stuff on their balls, don't they? That corn syrup.
Corn powder.
Corn powder, which is the most bizarre bit in a film. They're driving along in this truck. It's very hot. Their balls are very hot. The guy who's driving the truck puts corn powder on his balls and says it cools them down. Like, what the fuck has happened here? Then he gets hold of the corn powder, puts them on. Then he gives it to his 10-year-old son to put on his balls.
You know the lad who basically plays his sous chef in the whole thing, Martin?
Yes.
When he gave him the job, he sent him on a culinary course. Yeah, because he was basically saying, look, we're not doing this in halves. Go and learn how to cut an onion. So he went on a month culinary course to learn how to look proper.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
And that's why when he's got Roy Choi basically telling him, that is his name, Roy Choi, I'm telling you, that's his name.
We need something catchy. We need something catchy. No, Roy Choi, yeah, great.
Is he the chef that taught Jon Favreau then?
Yeah. Jon Favreau is a good... Well, technically, it kind of is and it kind of isn't. So the story is Jon Favreau's life. So him and he came from a split, you know, family. His dad wasn't great with him. And him and his dad bonded over refurbing a boat.
Right.
And then he found out about... I don't want to say his name again. Roy Choi's story. And he combined the two together. And he basically said... All he'd done for the past 10 years was take big money and get slated. And because of the way that had been on him, he wanted to kind of put that into a story with that, with his childhood. So he brought them three aspects together
to create this film. Jon Favreau had been slated, for doing the big movies?
For doing the big movies, for not caring about stuff, for stuff not being as good as... Because what was the thing that made him?
Oh, now...
Swingers.
Yeah, but that was the first movie. That was when he was really, really young with Vincent
Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Cassell?
No.
Vega.
Vincent Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. Yes.
Wasn't
Vince
he in Corrie?
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn?
No.
No, that was Roy Vaughn, won it, from Superman. Do you remember him when he rocked up for 6 months?
Oh, Robert.
Robert Vaughn.
Do you remember him?
Roy Vaughn.
Yeah, that was his first film. And I think he did that, he's like self-funded or something almost.
Well, basically he was saying that was the first thing he did and that was the last time he used freedom. Yes. So he wanted to do this film again and literally do what he wanted. He didn't want anyone in charge of him. He wanted to do it the way he wanted it. Because I'm assuming if you direct an Iron Man, you've got a lot of people to please. Whereas this film, he's wrote it. He's the main and he's directing it. So it was all kind
of produced it as well. So
it's his freedom, isn't it? Which I think comes across.
How old were you when you watched this course? When was it 2015?
This was 2014, but I don't think I watched this until Netflix bought it, which I think might have been 2016.
Well, Netflix didn't bear out this time, did they?
I know.
I had to pay £3.50.
It's costing me a fortune, this podcast, by the way. I looked back at the statements the other day. One flew over a cuckoo's nest was £7.49.
To rent.
To rent.
Jesus.
Good film.
Racing Stripes was £1.99. Bargain.
I wonder why.
Bargain. I wonder why. It's costing a fortune.
So what was that? So what's around the same time? You've moved away from Hannah Montana there. You're moving into...
It's a different type of film, isn't it? It's a comedy. It's quite light-hearted in a way. It is a comedy. That's probably what the soul about is. And it's about...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Food. So it can make me laugh, and it's about food, which I guess almost is arguably the way to my heart in a film.
Yeah.
Like,
make you laugh and feed
it works, yeah. Make me laugh and feed me. But it's a good film. There is quite a lot to it. You know, we've talked about it's
really
well directed. It's got a good cast. It's a very good film.
Price didn't like it. Did you not like it, though?
No.
Why?
It's not I didn't like it. For Coulson's, I literally feel like I take a teddy bear away from Coulson. I literally feel like I can see the teddy bear
what
being
did,
taken
What did
away
your kids say?
Maxie.
Oh, yeah, you watched it with Max, didn't you?
I watched it. Me and Maxie. To be honest, he wasn't that into it.
See, not. He didn't want you to make him a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, yeah, he watched it all. He had to go to bed at like 30 minutes. And he came down in the morning. He said, "Do you know what, Dad? I'm just gonna finish that film, actually, just to see what we really thought." He said, "Okay." And it's probably where I was. Okay. For me, it was a nice film. It was a safe film. It was a journey. There just wasn't enough of that transformation, I think. I didn't think he was that bad a parent. I didn't think what happened in the restaurant was that bad. The one thing is, it's well put together. Mm. It's well directed. The performances are very good. Absolutely. Hoffman's
the
great.
Music as well. The soundtrack's great.
Soundtrack's great. I suppose it's more... I don't know, maybe I'm just a bit like... I don't know, it wasn't bad. It was certainly... I'll tell you what it did remind me of. I'm thinking, why is this different from Papadopoulos and Son? Because that's restaurant and all that kind of stuff. And all feel good and it's better. He's done a better job. It's a better technical film. It's put together well. It just didn't spark me. I didn't go... it didn't surprise me. I knew where we were going right from the off when he had the argument about what menu he was going to do. The only thing is, I thought it would be reversed. He'd do his own food. The one bit I liked is when the kid was going to give someone a burnt sandwich and they weren't paying for it. And the kid was going to give a burnt sandwich, and Don Favreau took his kid outside of the van and said, "This is very, very important to me, and I want it to be important to you. Every food, no matter what you do, you have to do it because you love it." I like that bit. And I like, I thought, actually, that's, we're getting close to something there. And then it kind of goes off in, the Twitter stuff was a bit weird. The whole,
I liked that. Because I think Twitter sort of came out around that time, didn't it? And it was big.
I really liked the use of Twitter. Because, obviously, the thing that kind of sets him up to fail is the bad review from the critic, isn't it? So the minute that goes off, he kind of just thinks, it's a bad day in the office, let's move on. And then he's gone viral and he has all that with his son, which is kind of the first step to them making that, you know, next bit of the relationship before the food truck comes on. He's teaching him Twitter and the son says to him then, "Look, I like this." And he goes, "Like what? You know, spending time together." And he goes, "No, working, you know, working on things together, working things out together." Mm. I liked the way that Twitter was used throughout it. And it's also the way he marketed the film, because he didn't have a budget for marketing. So he was basically saying, whilst they were filming the film and he was writing the script, he was thinking, how am I going to get everyone to know about this film?
Oh, I see.
And, he was going to use Twitter. But Twitter made him change the logo as well, slightly, so it wasn't the actual Twitter logo.
Oh, is it not? Yeah. I never noticed that. But why couldn't they just say you can have the Twitter logo if you're saying Twitter all the way through it?
Because I don't think they knew if it was going to be a massive success.
Or maybe because they don't want to associate that you can make one tweet and knacker your career.
Right, oh yeah, of course.
They probably want to go, no, it's fine. It's just the thing to kind of, rather than you do the one tweet. That was the thing, wasn't it? He did a tweet which he thought was a personal message. It wasn't. It went viral.
And that first tweet that he sends, which basically says you wouldn't know a good meal if it sat on your face, kind of sets it all off. And then at the end of the film, the critic, who is Ramsay Michael. Yes, I just looked at my notes. Ramsay Michael, who the critic is.
Yeah, that
is,
did my head in. Suddenly, Ramsay Michael had made a load of money.
Ramsay Michelle, isn't it?
His name is based on Gordon Ramsay and Michael Rue. So is it Michelle Rue?
Michelle Rue.
Yeah, so it is Michelle.
Michael Rue. Roy Choi, Michael Rue. Here. Hey, Michael. These chips
aren't.
Maybe
it's not Roy Choi. Maybe I've got it all wrong. Rue.
Yeah, at the end, the critic says, I've sold my website for a load of money, doesn't he?
He ends up going into partnership with him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
They bury the hatchet. They say, look, let's let bygones be bygones. Your food now that you're making for yourself is really good. I want to go into a partnership with you. You be the chef. Cook what you want. It's this restaurant. So, yeah, it's a happy ending.
I like it. You know Martin? Who is it that plays Martin, the, like, sous chef?
John, you pronounce his surname, Ben.
Leguizamo?
That'll do.
Yeah.
Well, enough. He put £30 on filming the film because all they did was eat. He said when they filmed the road trip, they were on a road trip filming it. So he's saying they're going to all these places in America where they've never been before, and they're literally getting to eat food that are handed to them on a plate. Like the Texan barbecue place, the brisket, like that place is world famous, and they sell out before 12 o'clock every day. And by the time they got there to film, they'd already sold out. So all of that stuff where he walks into the restaurant and he goes, "I hope you've got some left for us." And he goes, "Yeah, I've saved four in the cooker." That was almost like documentary footage. That was real footage of them with the real guy who owned that restaurant going. And the whole bit of them on the road was kind of based, you know, they set up in New Orleans and then they went to a concert afterwards. Because what he was saying was, John Favreau basically kept everyone together like a family because he wanted every shot in that truck to just be happy and to have a feel good. And his way of doing that was getting everyone together every night. They were going out, they were doing all this kind of stuff. And it does work. It comes across in the film.
Jack, what did you particularly like about it?
I thought it was directed well. I love the soundtrack. Acted really well. Written very well. It's all proper, the way human beings speak, you know what I mean? Which I always bang on about. It's like proper dialogue. proper conversations. You can I love the relationship.
You can tell it's a project that he wanted to do, can't you? You can tell. Sorry, my Wi-Fi is absolutely dreadful. If anyone from Virgin Media listens to our podcast, you need to sort your shit out, because
my Virgin Media went down overnight. I was playing online poker, and it went. I lost out on like three fake million pounds.
Does it just stop if you lose your internet? Do they go, right, we'll take your money?
Yeah, because if you're in a hand, if you're in a hand, it just goes. And I had no Wi-Fi went down, and I had no data. So it's like midnight, and I was playing my brother online, but I had no data, so I couldn't even Google like what the phone number was to get.
How
more
can you
data.
Run out of data on your phone?
Oh, everyone's run out of data, aren't they? In lockdown.
Jack's on pay as you go. He can put an extra £5
on. Hold on. If you're inside, aren't you on the old home Wi-Fi?
Yes, the Wi-Fi went down.
Because it's Virgin Media and it's
crap.
Where
have you used your 4G?
Oh, just that poker game. It absolutely batters your data. It texts your chips. It texts your Wi-Fi and your data.
I know where he's used his 4G. He's used his 4G because Virgin Media and Wi-Fi is crap. So you can't go on the Wi-Fi. You've got to go on 4G. So you run out of 4G and then you're left with Virgin Media and Wi-Fi. And me trying to do this podcast is like putting a puzzle together with two different puzzles. Like,
it's rock hard.
You're frozen
like
again now. It's
Virgin.
Crap.
Oh, he's going. He's off. He's off. He's talking away now. He's talking to himself. You can't even see me, can you? Can you see his call?
Yeah, I can now. But you got us, I'm on such a delay. You've probably done the ratings.
We're on the next film. And there we go. Episode 9.
Right.
So, but what my point was, Jack, before I got waylaid by Wi-Fi, you can tell from this film that they want to do it. You can tell it was his heart and soul. Because that is a project that he goes, I'm giving it my all. And from what you were saying, you can tell that. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's very good.
Yeah, he's building you up there, Shepherd. He's building you up to a big rating. Don't think I didn't fucking see that.
Shepherd's
absolutely
built himself
awful.
Up. Shepherd's
do you see
built
what, Jack?
Up.
That's what he was trying to do. It's a project he's really passionate about. A film I'm really passionate about. Rating 3. Yeah, what's your Colson? It goes first, isn't it?
Tell you what, Jack. That long beard really suits you. And if you've done something different with your hair, I tell you what, you're glowing. You're glowing
you
through
and
this.
You've done a wonderful job with that Taj Mahal. You really have.
It might look like you're in a sandstorm because my Wi-Fi is that wank, but you are glowing.
Right, so, Coulson, hit us with a rating.
Let's do it. It's good. It's a 9.
Nine.
It's good.
Nine.
Good. It's a good film. It does everything, doesn't it? It makes you laugh. Makes you smile, makes you sad,
makes you hungry,
does everything, and makes you hungry.
does everything? I mean, that's literally everything: laugh, cry, and eat. Jack, you go because you. I'm interested to know your rating here, Shepard, because we haven't. Yeah, I'm interested. Yeah.
For me, I've thought about this all day.
I really do like what you've done with your beard, Jack.
Oh, it's sickening. Do you know what? It's sickening because he's smelling blood here. Because you're going to be, after last week, he felt you'd chat on him a bit with Sean, didn't he?
Yeah.
He felt you really did like it, but you were lying, basically.
No, I lied. No. So the rating that
could be a blinder. If you say this is going to be a blinder.
I do like it. I like the film. I like the acting. I like the score. Everything about it. So it's a 9.
Woo!
It's a 9.
Fuck off, Ben. Tell
I
you
can't
what,
believe
Ben.
It.
Are you all right, Jack? Seriously, are you all right?
I really do
good
like
film.
That film.
This good film.
This fucking lockdown has ruined your critical analysis. You've been locked down for so long on that desert island. You've made the Taj Mahal. You've given Chef a 9.
It's a good film.
It's good. It is good. I do like it. I can't. Yeah.
Ben, those glasses really suit you.
You're not going to get anywhere with me on that. You've done it with Shepherd's just fucking, my head's fallen off. Ben, that's unbelievable. That's an 18, even if I don't give it anything.
You cannot deny. You can't take it.
Well, I can quite easily deny it.
Well, go on then. Try.
Ben, our producer's holding up his fingers. No, it's not going to... Do you know what?
It's not. If it's,
I'm not giving it Papadopoulos and Son. I'm not giving it that.
If you give it lower than a 7, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, God, I feel like... You're going to be pissed. I'm going to go. I'm going to cut it off as soon as I say the rating. I'm just going to cut my Zoom screen off. That might be the safest thing to do. Is this the end of the series? Is this the end of the podcast?
Just come on.
I'm going to go 5.
Oh, how? But how? Let try and tell me why it's 5.
How have you got 5, Ben?
I'm going to give it 1 point for each of the actors. 5. It was middling for me. I didn't laugh. I didn't cry. I didn't feel hungry. Those are the 3 things in the film. That's what you said.
The three emotions you should have watching a film.
Those are the emotions that you should have watching a film. I didn't have those. It's a bit like Kramer. You didn't get into Kramer. Certain films aren't...
So you're saying...
Just don't touch me.
It's better... You're saying The Greatest Showman is a better film than Chef.
Hold on. This is what it did to me on the night. I watched it last night. I didn't come away with anything. I thought, oh yeah, Favreau, Scarlett Johansson.
It's supposed like me and that good. Ricky Baker thing. I didn't think anything.
I loved Hunt for the Wilder People. That, for me, is fantastic. The problem I had with Chef was as immediately as it started and they had that argument, I'd done the whole film in my head and nothing changed it. Nothing surprised me. And it wasn't enough of a transformation for me. But that doesn't negate what you get from it and what Shepard got from it. For me, it's not a bad film, so I've given it a 5 in the middle. I've gone, it's not bad, but it's certainly not something I'd go, I tell you what we're doing tonight, we're out of lockdown, let's have a big old party, stick Chef on. It will make you laugh and cry, and you'll feel a bit hungry. It just didn't do that for me. Like, Wilder People didn't do it for Jack. Like, other films haven't done it for you.
You look like you're going to cry, Colts.
You do. You probably look either angry or you're going to cry. It's 24. That's good.
23, isn't it? 18 at 5?
Yeah, 23.
23.
Unless you want to give it a 6. I don't mind. I won't be picky if you want
to... 23 isn't bad.
No, I'll take it. I'll take it.
The thing is, I've got to be honest, and I don't want to ruin it. It's not Papadopoulos somewhere. That made me angry.
Yeah.
It's not that. He's a talented director. They're all talented actors. So that's what... I can't knock them for that. It just... Fine. Maybe I'm just too old.
So, 23 for Sheffo.
What are we watching next week?
Roy Choi. Oh, he's gone. His head's gone.
Right.
His head's right gone. My goodness me. This is frightening. It's like when you get told off. What are we watching next week, Jack? Chef 2. Is it Chef 2?
I don't think there is a Chef 2. So, me and Ben had a chat last night, and we've thought we would up the game, actually. And we're going to give a bit of a curveball. So it's a foreign film. And it's subtitles.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, no, hold on, Coulson, come on. It's got laughs in it, it's got food.
unless it's Parasite.
No, it's not Parasite.
Have you seen Parasite?
Yeah, best film I've ever seen. I'd give that a 10, 100%.
It's very good. The film that we are watching next week is Old Boy.
Never heard of it.
Old Boy, Korean film. Not the American version.
Not the American film.
The Korean one. And don't be putting on the English dub with the English language. Yes. You have to watch it in its original language.
Even if you have to pause per sentence, read it, unpause.
I was all right with Parasite, but that was in the cinema. So, but as well with Parasite, I feel like I only watched half the screen. I only saw the bottom half. I never saw anyone's eyes.
Why?
More?
Because I was constantly trying to read, and then by the time you look up at what's going on the screen, you're back reading again.
Well, there's lots of action in it, so you won't have to worry.
Yeah, Okay.
Cool.
That's it.
Right.
Mint.
So, what's it called? Old Boy.
Old Boy.
It's not a very Korean name.
You're being deliberately shitty now. You need to lie down. You need to lie down. Have some food.
Have some
food. A glass of milk. You need to. You've got tired. You've had a big day. You need a nap.
Join us next week for more Sofa Cinema Club, where we'll be watching Old Boy, talking about it, if I bother turning up. Good night.
Bye.
God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.